All right. So,
Sylvia.
I'm happy to
Sylvia will
introduce
introduce
myself.
you. Go ahead,
All right, go ahead,
Mark.
Mark Arneson.
Hi, everybody. My name is Mark, and I am actually I'm from Hadley. And I thank you. I want to thank you for letting me join you here today to talk about all the new and kind of cool things we're doing at Hadley these days. My role at Hadley is a actually a super cool one. I love my job. What I get to do is I get to go and just meet and talk with all kinds of different and amazing people, get to know their stories, get to understand, kind of things that they're going through and challenges that they're facing. Then I bring them back to Hadley and I tell them all about it. And we try to figure out a way that we can help. We usually get it wrong the first couple times. And I keep going back and figuring out how to make it better until we come up with something that we think is really helpful. And then I get to go tell as many people about it as possible. And that's what I'm thankful to do here today. Thanks for the little stretch break there. I've actually been sitting here and didn't realize how tight I was. So that was actually a great suggestion. Thank you. So I'm told I have about a half an hour to talk with you guys here today, and it's a little bit quicker than I'm usually used to. And I definitely want to make sure I leave time for questions. So I'm just going to kind of jump in and talk a little bit about what we're doing here. About 100 years ago, William Hadley, our founder, kind of kicked off this whole thing that we're doing here at Hadley. He was blind himself later in life. He lost his vision and had to give up teaching, couldn't do that anymore. He was a high school teacher. But the one thing he absolutely loved to do was to read. He was just a very well-educated man. He read in many different languages, and that was his passion, was to read. And obviously, his vision loss impacted that. But he wasn't going to let his vision loss stand in the way. He was determined to learn Braille to continue to read. But even being in the Chicago area, he was surprised that he couldn't find any resources to help him learn. And so he decided to learn Braille on his own. He taught himself, which was very difficult for him. I've read these kind of different kind of accounts of how difficult that was and challenging it was. And he didn't want anybody else to have to kind of go through that. And so he developed a way to help people learn Braille through the US mail. Him and his ophthalmologist, Dr. Brown, who was also his neighbor, kind of cooked up this idea of Braille by mail together. And what they did, they developed curriculum and assignments and mailed it to anybody across the country who wanted to learn Braille. And their first student was a woman in Kansas who said, raised her hand and said, I want to learn this. And he mailed her stuff. They correspond through the mail. And that's how it all started 100 years ago. I think I'd heard at one point we had like 10,000 students worldwide that were learning Braille through Hadley. So what we did, one of the things we've done recently in the last probably 3, 4 years, was took a hard look at what we were providing, what we were doing, and were we having the kind of impact that we were hoping that we were having. For any of you that are familiar with Hadley, Braille has been predominantly the cornerstone of what we've done, but we've also had many other different courses, we call them. We had courses on things like bird song and Excel or Anatomy of the Eye or creating a PowerPoint or Old Testament. It was just a wide gamut of all kinds of different opportunities to come to Hadley and learn. But one of the things that was very interesting is 90%, large number of people that were coming to Hadley wanted to learn Braille. And so we got very small numbers of people that wanted to come and learn some of our other courses. We'd get, maybe 3, 4, 5 enrollments in our Abacus course or something like that, something very.
Oh, Mark, you're mute. You got muted. So, okay,
Oh,
he's
sorry.
back.
I'm
Mark's
back.
back. Back. Cool.
Hopefully you didn't miss too much. I just kind of kept talking. I didn't notice it. But what I was saying was about, it was actually 37% of those who started our courses actually finished them. So large majority never completed them. And again, we had small numbers in a lot of them. Even our Braille ones, our Braille courses, we had about 50%. So half of the people that started a Braille course actually never turned in even a single assignment. They would enroll, they'd get started, and then not do anything. And there's four kind of courses that are part of our Braille series. It's one Braille 1, 2, 3, and 4. And those who completed the first series, the Braille Lit 1, half of those people never even went on to 2. And so we were wondering, is there something that we could be doing better here at Hadley? So we set off and we started asking all of our former and current students, what do you think? How are we doing? How can we be better? And we developed a list of what we're calling advisors. There's about 1,800 former and current students at Hadley that are kind of advising the direction that we're heading in. And we asked them, what are things that we could be doing that would be a little bit different? And they gave us some amazing feedback. And so a lot of what we're doing has been really directed by our audience and those who have been using Hadley in the past and those who hope to use Hadley in the future. The other thing that we did, and I'll share about what they kind of talked to us about, they really wanted us to move from this academic focused, like a school per se, to a really more of practical help. Like, what can you offer me that's going to be helpful in my day-to-day life? Real practical things is what they were looking for. And I'll share about those in just a second. The other piece that we did, though, is we really sat down and looked at our style of teaching, of learning. And we looked at what does best practice look like when it comes to an adult learner who voluntarily wants to learn something. And what we recognized is much of what we were doing at Hadley was quite different than what best practice said that we should be doing. Like, for example, a lot of people, when it comes to voluntary adult learners, what they're really wanting to do is learn something very specific that's going to help them in the moment. And so something that's, you know, kind of short, that's going to help them, that they can do relatively quickly, and it's going to help them in the moment. So oftentimes shorter sometimes is better. And I immediately think of like YouTube when I think of this. And like, you know, there's, you can go find and listen to a video on anything that you want to learn or anything that you're having a trouble with, you know, and you can do that in a 5 to 10 minute moment. And that's what a lot of people we were understanding were looking for. Very concise, very targeted, short content that can help me with what I'm learning in the moment. And most people who took our courses, those that did finish, the 37%, they would take about 10 months, 7 to 10 months to complete our course. So quite a commitment, a little bit overwhelming to even think about getting started. We heard so many times that life just gets in the way. And, you know, I had to step away from it and then, you know, I just didn't get back to it. So shorter is better oftentimes. The other thing that we are hearing is many people wanted they wanted more choices and that the fewer rules around learning. Like, I want to learn this right now, but I may want to learn something else tomorrow and then maybe go back to that again the next day, instead of having to have like a prerequisite, like an order in which they had to learn. And again, being academic focused, a lot of what we did was say, hey, you got to start here and you got to go this one next. They're very much prerequisites of one another and you got to go in our order. It's not what people were looking for in our understanding. And they wanted to do it in that moment. Again, it was a need that they had that they wanted to meet in that moment. They were facing a challenge and they wanted to figure out, how do I help myself now? And we had this enrollment process that would, I mean, I heard at one of our courses had like 13 steps you had to take before you got the first assignment in our course. And so we made people jump through hoop after hoop after hoop. And we wanted to strip all of that away. Even our grading system, you know, we wanted to make sure people were understanding the content, but it didn't need to be associated with a grade. I knew most of the people that were coming to us were doing so because they wanted to learn, not because they wanted to get a particular grade for that. And so we stripped away that as well. And then the last thing that we learned when it came to some of our best practices and what we were doing was this tone of voice that was very clear that people were looking for. And what a lot of people were looking for, the voluntary adult learner, they wanted somebody that was there to help them, not tell them what to do. And it was, again, being this academic kind of focus and orientation, we were very lecture style in our approach. And we would tell people, this is what you need to learn and this is why you need to learn it, as opposed to how can we help you? There's a woman I sat with, this Jean, and I was testing this course that we were putting together a course called Resilience. We were testing it to see how we did on it. And she sat there with me as she's looking through this course on resilience, you know, the idea of bouncing back after vision loss. And she kept glaring at me. She'd look over and give me a little stare and then look back at the course and then give me a worse stare. And I was just like, I was uncomfortable. And she turned to me and she said, Mark, you can't be telling me what to do. She's like, on a topic that's so heavy as this, she's like, you don't know what I'm feeling and you can't be telling me what to do. She's like, you have to be sitting here with me. You have to be holding my hand during this. And that was the tone of voice that we really wanted to convey at Hadley, moving more towards a service-oriented model and understanding, what can we do to help? How can we be here to help you? And how can we do it together? That was, and so we had a task in front of us. We had to strip away all of our content. We had to cut it down into little bite-sized pieces. And then we had to rewrite our tone of voice and understand, who are we? What's our identity? And how can we convey that to different people? So that's where we started. And then again, we went back to our advisors and said, what can we do? Where do we start? What's the content you're looking for? And they asked us, move away from the academic stuff, go towards helping more practical ways. And so technology was the first thing they asked us about. What technology is out there? How can you get it into my hands and then teach me how to use it? Those are the three things. Tell me what it is, tell me how to find it, and tell me how to use it. And so Daryl was a guy I met in this low vision support group. And I love how he said, I want to use technology to be able to see better with the vision I currently have. And he's one of these guys that goes to all these different conferences, you know, the tech gadgets and things like that, and just tries out everything to see what might be helpful for him. But he's like, what technology can help me see better with the vision I currently have? And so we started doing what we're calling instructional videos. And Douglas Walker, who's got this amazingly easy to listen to voice, very slow paced, a little bit of a Southern accent. I love listening to Douglas's videos. But he started working with Apple, and he started doing videos on all the accessibility features that are built into all their products. And he started with the iPhone, then we went to the iPad, the MacBook, you know, the Apple TV, Apple Watch, and there's so many wonderful features that are already built into all these products. Sometimes it's a matter of just understanding what they are and then figuring out how to use them. You know, like magnifiers, Zoom text, VoiceOver, all these wonderful different features can sometimes be very difficult to find. But if you're able to find them and use them, they can make a world of difference. And so there's this woman, Julie, she's actually from Liverpool, and we're doing a Thrive article on her, our newsletter article on her. And I interviewed her, and she said, I got my iPhone and I started looking around. I started messing around and I'm feeling around it. And after about 10 minutes, I said, okay, we got to decide. You're either going out the window or we need to learn to become friends. And so she found our videos, Douglas's videos, and she started walking through it. She's like, Mark, I was terrified. It's like this flat screen where you can't feel anything. She's like, it felt like this wide open field that I had no idea where I was. It was so scary. And I started listening to these videos, and all of a sudden I felt like there was walls around me where I could feel my way around. She's like, and then I found that there was a room in this thing, and all my friends were in this room. And now she's like, it's such a joy to be able to use this. And that's the idea, how to use the products that are already out there to benefit you. So again, we did it with Apple. We've done it with Android, all these videos. We went to Microsoft. So we're doing Windows, office products, things like that. So technology was one area. Another area that people were telling us they wanted help in and they wanted to see if we could help in is community. This idea of connecting with one another. There's a guy, Mark, that I met, and he was showing me his iPhone as we were going through some of these iPhone series, and he's showing me all these contacts, and he's like, I used to get 30, 40 calls, you know, a week from my friends, and now nobody calls me. He's like, you know, a lot of my friends say they, you know, I can't do some of the same things I used to do because of my vision loss. And so they don't call me to invite me to things. And he's like, and some of them just don't know how to talk to me anymore. Like they don't know what to say. So they just decide not to call. He's like, I'm very lonely is what he said. And I heard that over and over again. I need to be a part of a community. I want connections with other people who just understand what I'm going through. And so we wanted to try and help build this community out for people. And we started with what we're calling discussion groups. And the idea was that you would find something that you're excited about, you're passionate about, and you would join a conversation with other people that are excited and passionate about the same thing. Like William Hadley was passionate about reading. And so he used Braille as a means to be able to continue to do that. People are passionate about all kinds of things. And so we asked, what are you passionate about? And we got all these different topics. Technology was obviously one of them. Gardening was one that came up that was really popular. So we've got a group that you can call in and you can talk to others about gardening. It's called Hadley Growers. It's a Zoom call just like this. You can use your phone and just dial a number and put in the ID code. Or you can just join online by clicking a link. Or if you're on mobile, just the one tap mobile button and you're joining this call. We have them once a month. They're scheduled at the same time every month. And it's the same call in an ID number for each meeting every month as well. But we've got one on cooking called What's Cooking, Travel Talk, all about traveling around. Get Up and Go is all about exercising and staying fit. Like the stretches we were led on here today, you know, just things you can do at home easily just to kind of stay fit and exercise. Crafting Circle, I know nothing about that one really because I've never joined it. And I'm not a huge crafter, but I think it's things like scrapbooking and knitting and all that kind of stuff. We've got one on Spanish Talk, and we've got one on Braille, Embracing Braille. Resource Roundtable is all about resources that are out there. We got a writing circle. People are sharing poetry and short stories. And then our Tech It Out is our most popular one. That's all about technology. Like we'll take a topic and we'll introduce it. And then we just throw it out to the group to talk about it. You know, like Alexa, for example, we'll share suggestions or benefits that we're seeing, things that we find that are helpful, things that are challenging. And then we open it to the group and they ask questions and answer questions for each other. And our Tech It Out usually gets about 100 to 150, sometimes 200 people on the call. So it's quite popular. The other ones, you know, maybe 60, 70 people on a call each month. So that was our idea of building community for those that, you know, that really want to be a part of something. And, you know, it doesn't replace the in-person stuff that I know is so helpful. But what it does is it gives people an opportunity, I think, to really just be together with other people and talk about something that, you know, they might be interested in. The other area that we heard over and over again, and again, this isn't going to be surprising to anybody, but we heard over and over again that people really wanted help with just the daily challenges that come from vision loss. Wally was another woman I met at this low vision group near me in Arlington Heights in Illinois. And I was talking to her about our discussion groups, and I was trying to get an idea of, you know, what are topics that we could, you know, start with? What are things that you're passionate about, Wally? And she said, you know, Mark, I don't have the luxury of being passionate about anything. My whole life is just made up of day-to-day challenges that I'm trying to get through. And that was just a good aha moment for us. Like, you know, this is a piece that we have to help people with before that perhaps they can move on to, you know, defining things that they're passionate about. It's like, let's help with the challenges that come to day-to-day and help people find confidence in those areas. And so we used all of our, you know, vision rehab therapists that we have on staff here, all of our teachers that we have on staff here. We, you know, pick their brains, use their brain muscles, their brain power, their muscles, and started to develop all these little, what we're calling workshops on kind of practical help for just the daily living challenges. And so we've got we've got workshops on like labeling for everyday use. You know, it's hard to find a particular thing in your cupboard, you know, maybe a label that you can use to help with that. We have workshops on safety basics, like creating an emergency contact list or a disaster kit and being prepared for the moments. We have one on clothing that's all about, you know, like organizing your clothes and doing your laundry, cleaning your house, organizing your home, putting on makeup, self-care for men, women, home repair, dining out, all these different series, like getting around, using guided help. All these different workshops. We literally have like maybe hundreds, I would say maybe 300-400 little different workshops that are about 5 to 10 minutes long on a very targeted specific topic that offers, you know, maybe a tip or a trick that can just help with some of the challenges. It's something that could be very simple that you just might not have thought of that can make a huge difference. Like we have this series on using the oven and stovetop. It's a workshop on using the oven and your stovetop. And one of the suggestions is, you know, when you're using your oven, stand to the side of your oven and instead of standing in front of it. So when you open the door, you can, you know, reach in more easily. It's something that could be as simple as just where you're standing when you're using a particular thing or doing a particular thing that can just make a big difference. And so that's what we did. We developed all of this content. Then we had to figure out how are we going to get it out to the world? How are we going to provide all of this to everybody? And so we started our little journey on developing a new website and a new platform that we could present all this on. And so then we went out and did tons and tons of testing with all of our different audience. Again, I've been meeting, you know, for the last couple of years with people individually, people in groups, surveying all of our different advisors out there. And we had maybe 20, 30 different versions of this. And we came up with something we thought for now is going to be kind of the best foot forward. It's a work in progress and we're continuing to get feedback and we're already in stages of launching 2.1. We call this our 2.0, Hadley 2.0. But we're in stages of launching 2.1, and we're already in discussions on what 2.2 looks like. But the first thing we wanted to do is make it as easy to navigate and easy to use as possible for the majority of people out there. And so obviously we tested this over and over with screen readers to make sure the order made sense, that the headings, the tabbing, things like that all made sense, and got great feedback on that. But then one of the first things we wanted to do was eliminate, you know, the challenges of finding the content easily. So you land on our home site at hadley.edu, the big get started button right there. That's where we want you to start. You select that button. We're going to take you to setting up your contrast. We want to make sure that the site is set up that's most easy for your vision. And so we have, you know, you can choose black on white, white on black, yellow on black, or blue on, or yellow on blue. And you know, those are the different contrast settings you can set up. And right when you click this different option, the whole site changes to that contrast for the rest of the time that you're on the site. The next thing you do after choosing your contrast is to choose your font size. We've got this small, medium, and large, so it increases 100% or 200% depending on what's, you know, best for you. And so you can increase the font size, and again, throughout the whole site, it'll increase the entire site just for the font size that you want to. Right after you've done the contrast and you've done the font size, we're going to take you to the different topic areas that we have available to learn from. And we have things like daily living, technology, recreation, adjusting to vision loss, Braille, and then working, which is kind of employment skills or staying employed or becoming employed. Once you choose one of those topic areas, say, for example, daily living, we're going to take you to all the different workshop series we have available. So, for example, we have a cooking series. You want to learn more about cooking, or you want some tips and tricks on cooking, you'll click on that series and we'll take you to the workshops that are in that series, like one on basic safety in the kitchen, or again, using the stovetop and oven, or maybe knife, you know, using sharp knives. You'll choose one of those workshops and we're going to give you about a 1-minute sample of that workshop. And then we're going to give you a little bit of instruction on how to sign up on our site and why we need you to sign up on our site. We ask that you sign up primarily because once you do, it's going to save that contrast and font size setting for you, so you don't ever have to do that again. It's going to keep you logged in always, so every time you come back, you don't have to go through a sign up again, log in, or do those settings again. It also remembers the workshops that you've done, so it can suggest other ones that we think might be helpful for you as well. And then if you're in the middle of one and stop and step away, it'll remember that, and you can resume where you left off when you come back. The other thing is it allows us to collect some information about who's using our site. There are different grants that are out there that are available to us that we can apply for, depending on the number of people who have a visual impairment that are coming and finding our site helpful. If we can show that a number of people are using our site that have a visual impairment and they're finding it helpful, then we can have available grants and things like that, and allows us to do everything that we do. It allows us to keep it free of charge. So there's absolutely no cost that's passed on to anybody that you know we're working or we're trying to help. So it's free of charge for everybody, whether you're visually impaired yourself, a professional, or a friend or family member that's coming to Hadley. The sign up is really easy. It's like name, email address, and then like how'd you hear about us and what's your relation to vision loss? Are you personally impacted? Are you professional? Are you a friend or family? And that's kind of it. Once you've signed up, you have full access to everything that we offer. Everything's available. And so we'll take you back to the workshop that you had got a sample of so you can continue to finish that. Now on that page as well, there's also opportunities to connect with all the people that created this content, our learning experts. The ones who created all these workshops, you can call them at any moment and talk with them about Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. You can call them and talk to them directly about any of the questions that you have. You can also email them and they'll email you back to answer any questions that you have. We also have a help button that travels along that pops up our 800 number anytime you need it and has a live, fully accessible chat feature as well. And so if you want something in the moment, just a quick chat with somebody, we have that available on the site too. We also have introduced a new Braille series that we're super excited about. A lot of the people that are coming to Hadley that have been coming to Hadley are coming have some vision when they're wanting to learn Braille with us, some functional vision. And many people are anticipating further vision loss. They want to learn Braille before that happens. But also we work with a lot of teachers who come to us and want to learn Braille or even brush up on their Braille skills to help their students. And so we've developed a Braille for the Sighted Learner series. And it's really fun. It's kind of a game. So you're dragging and dropping things. You're getting little congratulations. You're getting hints and suggestions on things you got wrong. And people are having a ton of fun with it. And they're learning content. They're learning our Braille in matters of weeks as opposed to matters of months. And so we're super excited about that. That's one of the options available on the site too. The last thing I want to say before I open it up for questions is we also have all of this content available offline. So if you're not online, if that's something that's hard for you to do, you don't have the technology, whatever it might be, just give us a call, our 800 number, and we can mail you out any of our workshops in large print, in Braille, and in audio. We can put them on a flash drive for you, we have them all available on the NLS player, the digital talking book cartridges for the NLS player, the National Library Services player. And so we have all this content that we can mail out. We mail it out in a binder called our Learning Library. And then when there's little tabs in there for our different topic areas, and you can actually just keep it organized that way. We also keep all of our discussion group content on our website and past ones where you can listen to those, download those. We have transcripts for every workshop, every discussion group. You can download, print those, and same for podcasts that we're doing as well. And so all this content is available free of charge at hadley.edu or offline for anybody that just calls, and I'll give you 800 numbers. It's 1-800-323-4238, and one of our support staff will help you with anything that you need. Okay. I don't think I stopped talking for a half an hour there. So maybe I can open up to questions for, I know I have just a few more minutes.
All the audio now unmuted.
Hi, my name is Daryl.
Hi, Daryl.
I'm in your conversation, but I've been known to do some tech stuff. I have a couple questions. The first one is, the instructors at Hadley, are most of them visually impaired or blind?
Yes. Yeah, most of the people that are creating the content, not all of them, but a large majority of them are visually impaired or blind themselves, yes.
Well, because the reason I ask, because a lot of people, they feel more comfortable dealing with somebody that's going through the stuff that they went through, or they've lived what they're going through.
Completely understand, yep.
Because I know a lot of sighted people tend to want you to do things their way because it's easy for them.
Yeah, well, Daryl, one of the things that I'm super excited about is we didn't decide any of this. All we've done is listen to those who are former and current students. They've directed everything. The way that we've created our website was all informed by them, and all the content that we're putting out there was informed by our audience. And so it's really, everything's been built by our audience for our audience, which is exciting to me.
And my next question, with the Hadley lessons on Braille, because I had a few people that would ask me, you know, they would do their lessons, they send them in the mail, and I was telling them, why don't you upload the Perky Duck program on your laptop, and you can turn your laptop or your desktop computer into a Braille writer, and they will be able to send their lessons in electronically as opposed to...
Great idea.
Putting it in the mail and waiting for it, you know, especially with the mail slowing up and stuff now to process that mail. And you can and that can also speed up you getting your lessons done a lot quicker.
That's a great point. And I think what happened, Daryl, is we stayed with the time. We didn't keep up with the times and the technology that's out there, you know? And so we continued to use the mail, but that's a great suggestion. I love that. Absolutely.
And just to let everybody know, Perky Duck is a free program that you can get on your desktop or your laptops. I don't know about putting it on Apple products because I don't have any Apple products. So, but as far as dealing with PCs, it's a great little tool. And then, like I said, you can go on there and use it just to practice your Braille writing.
Great. I think there's a couple more questions, Daryl. Did you have another one?
No, that's it for me.
Okay. Thank you. I think Katrina, did you have a question?
So my question is, I'm I've been an Hadley student since 2005.
Cool.
I took over 26 courses that you guys offered, which I miss. Especially the parenting and stuff, having four kids. I took the business law once. I took all of them actually, and the food and everything. So I really do miss them, but and I just started taking because a couple of them I didn't get to the second part because it was all canceled out, and I'm like, oh man, I wish there was a way to just get the books and learn it on my own. And I just started taking Braille. So I'm excited about that. I'm on my fifth lesson for the first Braille. So
We still offer Braille the same way we always have. You know, you call in and we'll send out our materials. We'll assign you an instructor. So for those that want to learn tactile, we still do that the same way. And is that what you're taking, Katrina? Is our tactile Braille series?
Yes, I'm taking that. Yes. So, and my question is, I know that I can log in with my student Oasis, but is that different than the new site now where to log in there? Do I have to create a whole new thing on that?
You do. Yeah. It's a completely different system than our Oasis, than our old Oasis passwords. And so it's like I said, we've tried to make it as simple as possible. It's three steps. You can sign in with Facebook, Yahoo, or Gmail if you like, or just an email address and a password. And then it's just a couple questions, like I said, your relation to vision loss and how did you hear about Hadley? And then you're in and you have full access to everything. But it is, you do have to set up a new account.
All right, because I was confused about that because I kept trying to go in and it kept saying it's not recognized. And I'm like, wait, do I have to make a new account? Or?
Yeah, let me know if you have any problems or just, again, chat or call our 800 number and we'll get you set up. But hopefully it's pretty easy.
There's a space after it or something.
All right, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We're online.
I know, but he's got to get
Mark, in. Mark, read it.
Can we just send him a?
Am I done with my time?
Hello, Verena. Can you hold for 1 minute?
But I can't.
Okay.
Sylvia and George, we can hear your conversation.
Yes, I'm sorry. We just found out that someone we've been sending emails to for.
Okay.
Hello. I was bounced out. This is Khalil. I don't know if I missed anything.
Should I call questions or
can I ask my question now?
Yes, Verita.
Oh, hi, Mark. Hi. This is Verita Turner. Nice talking to you again. Katrina, I think I've taken every class that you have at Hadley. I'm sorry that the Bible class, did that come back yet?
It has not. No. I've had so many different requests for that, Verita, though. And my job, again, is to go back to Hadley and tell them what I'm hearing. And so I'm going to go back once again, like almost not every talk, but a lot of talks that I've been a part of, people have asked for that, the Bible content, again, our Bible class. So I'll make the suggestion for you again. I think it's something we're in the works with.
And my other question is, I've been asking for a geography course for the longest time, and they haven't done anything. Is that in, are they thinking about anything like that?
I haven't heard that from anybody else, Verita, but I can definitely make that suggestion for you. And just so you know, if you're able to use our site, if you're on our site, you can actually, everywhere on the bottom of the page, it says suggest a workshop for us. Obviously, we know there's so many different things that we missed so far. And so if there's something that you want, you can make a suggestion yourself or call our 800 number and let the support staff know a suggestion and they'll put it in for you as well. But I will definitely make that suggestion for you. Something on geography.
Okay, and can you, I know they have lots of classes that I know that you haven't covered, like the spelling class and, a bunch of other ones that you didn't touch on yet.
Yeah, I have limited time. Sorry. So I didn't know get to everything, but we have a lot. We have like over 700 different pieces of content on the site now. And probably about 400 or 500 that we can mail out to you. So there's lots of stuff we have available.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Good presentation.
You're welcome. Do I have time for more questions or am I out?
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Yes, this is this is Carol, and I just want to say I'm a student at Hadley. I'm taking Braille. I love it Hadley. It's going well. My current instructor is Jennifer Ottowitz.
Yeah.
And so It's going well. I have one more assignment to complete till I move on to the last Braille course that you have. So, yeah, excited about that. And it's been a wonderful experience. The instructors have been supportive. And even when I ask questions off topic, like, how do I do recipes in Braille and not get them to warp when I use the cardboard? They've had answers for that. So I appreciate it. But the thing I wanted to comment on is your discussion groups and how great I think they are. I participate in the writers group. When I say participate, I listen to the writers group and to the cooking group, and also occasionally to the technology. So, but I listen because there's so much information. So I appreciate those greatly. And also your podcast that Ricky Edgar does.
Isn't she great?
Hadley Present. So yes, I love that podcast. So I listen to the episodes of that as well. So thank you so much. You did a great presentation.
Oh, thank you, Carol. No, thanks for mentioning the podcast. I didn't know how much time I had. So, I mean, I wanted to mention those, but you know, anywhere you listen to a podcast, whether it's Alexa or Siri or your phone or computer, whatever, we have Hadley Presents and you can listen to those. And Ricky, I just got to say this quickly. Every time I come on one of these calls, somebody asks, can we get Ricky to talk instead of you? And I'm like, I don't take it personal because she's amazing. but thanks for mentioning that, Carol.
Okay, great.
Hey, this is Khalil.
Khalil, yes.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was bouncing. I missed some things, but I have one question. Mark, great presentation.
Thank you.
And for people who have taken literacy from Hadley.
Yeah.
If there's a lapse, a time lapse between, like, for instance, Braille Literacy 3, before they start the next literacy course, is there a review? Because it's been a while since I finished the Braille Literacy 3, and I'm thinking about continuing with Braille Literacy 4, but I definitely need a review.
Yeah. Yeah, give us a call. Just call the 800 number, and they will they'll kind of get you started again, Khalil. You just let them know, and they'll be able to look up when you last turned in an assignment or when you kind of last contacted Hadley. And so we'll have an idea of what we can send to you that can kind of maybe catch you up a little bit before we move you on to 4. So just give them a call, and we'll get you moving forward again.
All right, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, Terry, do you have a question? Terry, do you have a question?
Who? I just recently switched from an Android to an iPhone, probably about a month and a half ago. I'm trying to myself because I don't have the help anymore. My daughter was using Android and we were working together, but now iPhone, there is nobody that I'm around that can help me with it. I'm doing okay. But who was the individual that you said did a very nice presentation on how to use the iPhone, and where do I find that information? Because my technology skills really are not good.
Yeah, do you get online much at all, Harry?
Not that much because I'm supposed to get computer courses, and I guess they ran out of money. I never got the training I was supposed to get.
Okay. Well, what I would suggest, Terry, is again, call our 800 number. It's 1-800-323-4238. And Georgette, Anna, Ashley, or Kim will answer the phone, and they will be able to send you out in either audio, large print, or Braille, our iPhone series. And you know, there's a low vision series that I think will be really helpful for you in kind of getting started with some of the accessibility features that are built in the iPhone. So
okay,
call
I'm
them.
Totally blind, so.
Yeah, so Braille are you able to read Braille?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can send it in audio or Braille, whichever you prefer. And Douglas does these, so it'll be his voice, and it'll be, you know, in the Braille, it'll be everything he spoke in those workshops. And so just call them, ask them for our iPhone series to be mailed out to you, and we'll send it right out to you.
Does he demonstrate, like, doing it?
He does. He walks you through, and a lot of people will actually be sitting there with their phone as he's talking and go through the motions along with him. So I think that's really helpful. Yep, it's a real walkthrough.
I've been watching YouTube videos, but they turn their voice off, so it's a little harder.
He moves his Sona face, I think.
My next question has to do with apps, like say CNAI.
Yeah.
I downloaded the app, but how do you learn how to use the app?
Well, what I would suggest is starting with learning the iPhone a little bit better. Go through those workshops first with Douglas. We do have another workshop on seeing AI specifically and on Be My Eyes. So there's two workshops we have available. We're doing one on Zoom too. But I would start with the iPhone ones. And then when you're done with that, give us a call back and we'll send you the seeing AI one.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Terry.
Verita, do you have another question?
I think she asked her question. Maybe she just didn't.
Okay, Sylvia, your question, please.
Okay. Mark, thank you so much for all of this.
I'm going over my time.
I had to step out and do a couple other things. But I wanted to say that I've really enjoyed your courses over time.
Oh, thank you.
And I would love, love, love to be a Braille advisor. How do you do that?
Oh, so you mean a Hadley advisor or just or help us with some of the Braille stuff we're doing? Because so Douglas and Kim Walker are kind of they're leading our charge on redeveloping a lot of our Braille content. But gosh, we would love any input on that. But we have Hadley advisors out there. And again, there's maybe about 1800 across the country, maybe across the world, that are really kind of informing and guiding what we're doing. So we're doing a ton of surveys with them. Occasionally,
I'd love to do whatever.
Send me an email, Sylvia. Send me an email. I think you have my email address, but shoot me an email and I will get you, I will definitely get some information out to you about how to become an advisor at Hadley. There's a survey that we can send you just with some basic information so we can get you on our list.
And also, is your Braille stuff for technology? Is it in UEB or is it in old fashioned Braille?
I think it's in UEB. The stuff that we're sending out, that's a great question. I don't know for sure. I think it's in UEB.
Okay, because if you still got some in old-fashioned Braille, some folks know old-fashioned Braille like the backs of their hands and don't really know UEB, and it's a little tricky. I took your UEB course. I passed it.
Yay! So you're one of those ones that loves getting a grade. I was horrible in school. I'm like, every time the report card came out, I'm like, no.
Well, it's funny because in this instance, I taught Braille and everyone was advised to take a Hadley course at the end of our Braille teaching of them. I was with an institution that did this. I don't know that anybody actually did it. One or two people, maybe.
Yeah, unmute me when they're done.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, Sylvia. We had so many people sign up but never do anything. And so we wanted to figure out if there's a way that we could make it a little bit easier, or not easier, but better, you know? Like, could we teach this more efficiently? Could we teach this more, be more engaging in the way we're teaching it? Okay. So we're looking at everything right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Tana, do you have a question?
Actually, it's Garing, but anyway, how you doing, Mark?
Good.
Great presentation. What I want to know is, what do you all have on there? I just recently got a Mac. Do you have instructions for Mac on there too?
So we do. We have all of our Apple series. I'm looking at. Let me give us a call. I think we have Mac series. I know we have like iPhone, you know, the tablet, iPad, watch, and TV, Apple TV. We might be in the development of Mac, that, you know, like MacBooks and things like Mac Airs. Okay. I think we have the content out there though. I'm not sure if it's in development or it's currently on the site. We're adding new stuff to the site like every day. We launched in July with 100 workshops and now we have probably about, I don't know, 600. So we're adding things daily. Yeah.
Yeah, cause I have a new Mac Pro. So I was trying to get some instruction on that. So
yes. Yeah.
You said that 800 number was 800-323. Yep.
4238.
Thank you, sir. Yep. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you all.
Hi, Sylvia. Can I ask a question? This is Nancy Smith.
Yes, you certainly can. And I wanted to say, Mark Arneson, if you'd like to stick with us, we'd be happy to have you around. It is technically our lunch break, but it's a great time to ask questions. One of the reasons I put you where I did.
Oh, nice.
All the questions could be asked and answered.
Oh, good. I feel I was like getting stressed out. I'm like, oh no, or I'm taking somebody else's time right now.
So yeah, stick around during the lunch break and ask Mark some great questions.
I do have an 11 o'clock, so I can stay for another 15 minutes though. Is that okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. Mark, thank you so much. I have not looked at Hadley since before there was an internet. So I've aged myself. Mm. I've aged your... My daughters, however, have both utilized.
Remember, how do we get through college without an internet or like a typewriter, right?
We did. But my question is, because it's been 15, 20 years ago, I needed to use Hadley School, some of your courses, to supplement my girls' curriculum in school.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you have a formal, because when I approached Hadley, I will tell you what the words were. They said, oh my God, you're opening up a can of worms.
Oh no, you're doing it again?
One of my favorite things to do. So are there more formal processes in place now than there were 15, 20 years ago for daughters like mine who aren't getting the services from the school districts?
Yeah, you know, we had a high school program, Nancy. The problem was we got very, very few people enrolled in our high school program. I mean, we'd get like, again, maybe 5-6 people a year. And so it was really hard to kind of manage the staff for that program. The other piece that we recognized is we didn't invest a lot into it. And we got to a point, you know, a couple of years ago where the content, the courses that we were offering in that high school program didn't really meet the standards for a high school education. And so it was really lacking in, you know, keeping up with what the kids were learning today in high school. And so we slowly again started retiring those, and we're no longer accepting people in that high school program, just because we had to kind of make a decision about, we didn't have the manpower to do everything.
Right.
So we had to kind of make it a decision, which direction are we heading? And to be honest, we followed the instruction of, you know, our audience and our advisors were telling us that they wanted more practical help for kind of day-to-day things, as opposed to more of a formal curriculum for education.
Okay. Well, we had actually set it up so that you didn't do the curriculum, that your staff was not responsible for overseeing.
For grades? Oh, got it. Okay.
It worked out. And I don't believe the girls got a full credit. They might have gotten a half to a quarter. But there were also things like electives that the school districts can't provide.
Yeah. And
there, it sounds like you have some wonderful opportunities that, if nothing else, students could get a quarter or a half a credit, a quarter of a credit to take something that's relevant.
That's a good question. We don't have any credits associated with the content we have right now. That doesn't mean it couldn't be, I guess.
I'm wondering if districts, if there's not a, might be an interest in that rather than not providing a service, to be able to find a way to at least partially meet the
needs
of some of the kids that aren't getting these services.
No, that's a great.
I'm not advocating that Hadley take over the public school district. I'm retired.
There is a rich in you. That's funny. So, are you an educator, Nancy? Were you?
I was with Health and Social Services, but crossed over and did an IDEA program for spec ed.
Got it. Yeah, and again, a lot of our new CEO and President Julie Tai came on about 4 years ago, and. You know, she has a background in hospital administration, but then also in non-for-profit social services. And so she actually was really, again, and this is from our audience, and what they were asking for is more practical help for the challenges day to day, connecting with one another, and then being also connected to the community, the professional community that's out there. And that's kind of where we started, moving from this academic model to more of really a service-oriented model that we're trying to really offer as much help as we can. So we are moving a little bit away from that academic model, more towards a kind of a service-oriented model.
Well, the education's going towards a functional model with the younger kids, so I see a pretty good fit there.
That is a great point, Nancy.
Yeah, we're finding out that functional skills at a younger age are a heck of a lot more important than academic skills.
Huh, that's her. That's
like there's an opportunity out here. I'm just not identifying it yet. But
we should talk further maybe and see if there's something that Hadley can be. I mean, our whole purpose is really to try and be as helpful as possible. And we're just trying to figure out what areas that can be in. And so if this is an area that we feel like we can offer some service and some help, I think we'd be all for it.
Okay. I might reach out to you in that respect, just because we are working on some things. And
yeah. And let me give everybody my contact information. I'm happy to talk to anybody individually. My email is super easy. It's just my name, which is Mark. It's M-A-R-C. So it's Mark with a C, at hadley.edu. So it's M-A-R-C at hadley.edu. So feel free to send me an email. You can call or 800 number and ask for me, and they'll transfer you over to me too. So I'm should be pretty easy to find. I'm the only Mark there, so just say Mark. Are there other questions out there?
Yeah, it's not a question. It's just a shout out. This is Verita Turner again. For anyone who is looking to be an entrepreneur, start a new business or anything, they have a wonderful program as to how to get started and what to do. You will not have any questions after you take that course. It is wonderful. It had a whole lot in getting me started in what I'm doing. It's just a wonderful program. Breaks it down for you. So if you're thinking about it, get the Hadley program on entrepreneurship.
That's now it's called our business entrepreneurial program. Yeah, our business enterprise program. Thanks, Rita. Yeah.
You're welcome.
I don't work directly with that a lot. So it's actually an opportunity for many people, but there is some costs involved in that program. So oftentimes you have to receive some state funding for that. But we can get you started in that. And then we have been able to actually for those who are starting a business, we've been able to help support that a little bit with some kind of startup money. So each year we have an award winner for our business, our BEP program, business enterprise program, that we've been able to help with startups. But I'm not super involved with that program, but it is an opportunity for some who are starting different businesses.
Yeah, this is just the course. The course that you take, there's no money for that. That's right. Free, and it tells you what you need and how to go about, you know, what this means and what that means. And I came out of it with vast knowledge.
Good. Oh, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing, Rita. Yeah.
Yes, very much so. You're welcome.
Anybody else have any questions?
This is Gary.
Go ahead, Gary. Go ahead.
I really appreciate the program. I just wonder if Kat is here and if she's still around. And Mark, I'm going to get in contact with you as well, because I've been working on some senior proposals for serving senior citizens, and it may be that you're doing some of this already.
Oh,
so thank you.
Yeah, let me know, Gary, if we can help.
Okay. Yes, Gary, I'm unmuted.